Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, Grand Rising, Rich Rising. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night to my international watchers. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel, and welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm super excited to be here with you guys today. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope your energy is high. I hope you are ready to tackle the day. And we're going to go ahead and talk about the daily dose of motivation for you all. Today's topic is going to be about tapping into our superpowers. We are going to focus on what we do well versus what we don't do well, or our what they call weaknesses. We want to focus on our strengths to get us towards our goals and to ensure that our goals align with who we really are, what we want, and what we truly who we want to be. So I'm super excited. Let's jump into the prayer. Then we are going to jump into the good morning shout outs. And if you guys have anything to chime in on, go ahead and leave it down below. And if you are not spiritual or religious, that is totally okay. I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway. But dear Heavenly Father, thank you again for an amazing day. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for allowing us to fellowship and speak to one another via the internet. I pray that everybody just has some peace today, happiness, fulfillment. Just thrives in their zone of genius, thrives in their superpower, and unlock anything that is being buried, kept from them, and allow them to thrive. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, we're going to get into the morning shout outs. I hope you guys are doing well. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Taco Tuesday for some. You know what's interesting? Fun fact before I do the shout outs. I never have tacos on Tuesday. I always crave tacos on Wednesday. Random, but I always think that's so interesting. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Shador. Good morning, Bing Meech. Good morning, May. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Anaya. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, KK Grand Rising. I pray that you all are doing well and that you are in blessed, happy spirits. I had a little energy shift yesterday, so I'm focused on ensuring that I give you guys as much energy, as much just positivity as possible. But it came across my mind. I've been doing a lot of research on self-development, of course, like for helping the coaching clients. For those of you who don't know, I am a certified life coach and I do one-on-one coaching. And when I'm helping everyone get towards their goals or reach their goals as an accountability partner, sometimes what I find is we can get so focused on what we don't do well, and we want to fix what we don't do well or our shortfalls or our shortcomings instead of focusing on our superpowers. Good morning, you guys. Haha, I'm Mexican, so I definitely taco today. Yes, absolutely. But we focus sometimes on what we don't do well, our weaknesses, what they call it. And I don't really like using the word weakness, even though that's what society uses. I just think that things just we're not good at. Like I say things that are not our ministry, right? We all have some sort of superpower in us. Some of us it's speaking, some of us it's teaching, some of us it's patience, some of us it's we can analyze something. We're rock stars at our careers and our jobs. Some of us are the best moms in the world. Some of us are the best wives in the world. We all each have our own unique superpowers, and they might not be that unique. It might be something that you see a lot of people doing well. But I think that in our society, especially with social media, it's so easy to focus on what you don't have, what you want, what's not in your possession now. And we tend to overlook those things that God gave us and blessed us with, like our gifts, right? Good morning. We tend to overlook those because they normally come naturally to us. They normally come easy to us. They normally come so easy to us that we tend to think, well, everybody can do this. And I'm here to tell you that they can't. Your ministry, or I always say your ministry is being a joke. Like, you know, when you're in church, everybody has their part of the ministry, right? Some people are in the choir. Some people are accountants. Some people are on the cleanup crew, usher board, and things like that. So everybody has their ministry. So when I say what's your ministry, it doesn't necessarily have to do with the church, but what are you good at? Like, what gifts did God give you? And I would love for you guys to share if you know, and if you don't know, that's totally okay. I definitely want you to take some time to think about it if you haven't tapped into it. I'm sure most of you have, but if you have not, what is that superpower for you? What do you do you think better than a lot of people? Like, what's not normal for you? Or it could be normal for you, but not normal for the average person. Again, like I said, we can get so fixated on what we don't have, what we can't do, and we can internally beat ourselves up. We can internally look at others and have envy in our hearts or get jealous because somebody has something that we don't, or somebody's doing something that we haven't done, or we find ourselves comparing our lives to their lives. And man, like we always talk about, comparison is the thief of joy. So if we look inward, yesterday we talked about looking inward. Good morning, Chad. We talked about looking inward and taking that quiet time to really focus on aligning with what's truly for us and what we truly want and what we truly desire. And if you desire things that other people have, I don't think that that's a bad thing, but it's allowing your mind to not go too far, right? Being inspired and not being envious. I was reading the book, what is it called? It's by Rachel Rogers, Everybody Should Be a Millionaire. And she often says, follow the jealousy. Good morning, Brandy. And good morning, Dia, Dia, and Lee. She often says, follow the jealousy. And what that means is when you are maybe jealous of somebody or a little envious of somebody, it's often because they have something that you want. Either their personality is large and you're like something in you desires to have that boisterous personality, or maybe you're like, they're always posting their kids. They're always posting their significant other. Maybe a part of you is a little, you know, salty that they're in a relationship. Who knows? But those jealous moments, we can acknowledge them, you know, because we're human. And then we can revert our minds like, okay, I'm going to be happy for this person. I'm going to bless this person. I pray that this person gets everything that they want and more. And because God blessed them, I know he's going to bless me. And we really tune into that jealousy instead of being jealous, instead of being envious, instead of it allowing to fester and grow. We can acknowledge it when it's this small and reel it back in and say, okay, I think I just truly desire that. That's something that I truly want. So let me be happy for this person because we don't know what they went through to get their blessings. You know what I mean? Oftentimes we can think that things come easy for people. We have no idea what people go through behind the scenes, off of Instagram, off of Facebook, off of TikTok. We have no idea. So allowing ourselves to see them, be happy, notice that jealous, you know, that little tingle, and then revert it into positive energy. Thank you, God. You've done it for them. I know you can do it for me. And honor that desire. Okay, this is something that I also want. I see that they have this. I see they have a YouTube channel, or I see that they're on vacation more than I can go on vacation. And so we just have to plan a way. Make sure, one, it's what we truly want. Because sometimes our desires can be depicted off of what we think we want because other people have it. Does that make sense? But is it something you truly desire for yourself? And if that is a yes, then honor it and then start making plans on how to achieve that. Like, okay, I really do want that relationship. So what do I need to work on? What are the superpowers that I have that I can cultivate in order to get that? Maybe it's your personality. Maybe you have a great personality, but because when you're shy or you don't show that to strangers, that a random man would never be able to see that. So you just tap into your superpower. Like, I'm really a kind person. I'm really an outgoing and fun person with my friends. How can I show that and display that when I'm out and about? How can I show that and display that to somebody so they can see that I'm a lot of fun? Because sometimes we're so guarded, and I know this is getting a little off topic, but sometimes we're so guarded in the dating process, and I don't know who needs to hear this, but we can be so guarded in the dating process that we don't even allow our personalities to shine. We're just like, you have to prove to me that you're worthy of seeing this. And if anybody has that energy, I understand it because you've been hurt. Nobody wants to be hurt. So you're like, until somebody shows me otherwise, I'm not letting my guard down. But what happens is in turn, we don't even give people the opportunity to see our personalities or our opportunities to shine and be just us because we're worried about getting hurt. So instead of going into situations or dating situations with the idea of this could be my husband or this man has to prove something to me, go with, I'm just having fun. I'm going to have a good time. And He's going to see my superpower. I choose if he gets to honor it any further. And so the wall kind of comes down a little bit. You're able to just enjoy yourself with no expectations of the future or my husband or going on a second date. And that way your personality shines through. I'm just having dinner. I'm just having a conversation. I'm just having a good time. That doesn't mean anything's going to come from it. And when we, especially as women, when we lower that, because most men go into it like that anyway, like cool if it happens, cool if it don't. They're just there for a good time. They're just there for the drinks and the environment and you, right? And if we kind of adapted that mentality sometimes when we do it and we just unleash our superpowers and let people see how cool and dope we are, man, it just brings other things in to thrive. It just allows people to see, oh, wow, she's a lot of fun, because a lot of men just want to have a good time. They're stressed at work. They're stressed at home or not at home, but stressed with life. They just want to have a good time with the woman that they like and they adore, right? So that may be a nugget for somebody, because our superpowers can be locked in there tight. Our superpowers can be just, nobody's going to see this. I'm not going to unleash this, allow this to get out. I'm going to just hold on firm until I feel people are worthy, or I feel a job is worthy, or I feel that it's worthy. And it's just like, but you're worth it. You're worthy. You're worth it to share, express. Now, everybody may not understand. Everybody may not be on the same wavelength. Everybody might not be as tapped in as you, but why should you dim your light or just shut your light off because of others or because of others in your past? You know, we're like when we're closed off and we have these walls up, and I know it can be so hard not to, but when we have these walls up or we have this demeanor of, you know, ain't nobody going to get to me, you know, especially because as women, we're strong, right? We don't play, but oftentimes the perception of that, what people perceive is that we're cold, we're super women because we're hardworking and we'll just take anything. We're stronger than we let on. And it's all a facade. Yeah, we're strong people, but it's only out of defense. It's not out of love. It's not out of light. It's out of I'm keeping you 50 feet so I don't get hurt. Does that make sense? So, and often we feel like it's serving us when it can be hurting us or diminishing our superpower. But if we just have a mindset of I allow who comes into my life in a certain way, I allow people to get close, but I'm going to shine anyway. We allow our light to shine. We allow our personalities to thrive. I don't know why we sometimes feel we only have to keep our personalities to the people that are closest to us. That's like cooking dinner. That's like cooking Thanksgiving or like a big dinner or having people over at your home, and you're only going to give your best dishes to like your three friends. You have all these people at your house, because we don't do that at Thanksgiving, right? We don't do that when we want to put our best foot forward, make the best dishes we can, put out our best mac and cheese, our best turkey. Like we want everything to be good. So when people are eating it, they're like, oh my God, girl, it's so good. And we can be like, yes, I know I could cook. Whatever, you know, we want that acknowledgement. But when we do it with our personalities, it's like, I'm going to give y'all the nasty food and I'm going to keep the good stuff over here for my friends and my mom and my dad and my, you know, I'm not going to give y'all the good food. And what that does is now everybody think you can't cook. Everybody at the party is like, oh, I ain't coming back because this food is nasty. When in all actuality, you're a really amazing cook. You just kept the good stuff only to a few people. Do you see what I mean? So it's like if you just allowed your personality, allowed your superpowers to come out, allowed yourself to shine and allowed yourself not to be held back by, you know, certain situations and certain things, maybe people hurt you, and just acknowledge it and try your best to move on from it and not let that damper the rest of your light and the rest of your love and the rest of that which you have for the world, so many things can be opened up for you. Good morning, Grand Rising, everyone. Let's see. Amari says, Amariani, I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm really good at cooking, waking up early and getting things done. And be so patient with my kids. My family always gets surprised. That's amazing. That is a superpower. I'm happy you know. I was watching I was watching an Instagram video today, and this woman was like, anybody who can be a gentle parent, she was like, because I'd be really wanting to throw hands with my four-year-old. She was like, hats off to you. Good morning, Touch of Terry. Good morning, Praise Mommy. A Paradise Mommy. Good morning, Madame Noir. Good morning, KB. But no, that is a superpower from what I hear with people with kids, like being patient, waking up early and getting things done. Oh my, that is a superpower. So I'm glad you know your superpower. Thank you for sharing. KB says, my gift is being an advocate for my special needs daughter and others like her. I love that. That is super important because everybody doesn't understand. Everybody doesn't know. There's a lot of people that are very ignorant to their challenges and what they go through and their needs. So I love that. I love that so much. But yeah, what is our superpower? You know, tap into it. And it can be something so simple and so, and we overlook it. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people on here that are patient with their kids and that are good cooks and that are great friends. You know how hard it is from what I hear for people to find good friends. And if you're a good friend, if you check in on your friends, if you are the person that shows up, if you are the person that, you know, honors them, honors their space, you're the person that celebrates when they win. That is also a superpower because you can put aside, you know, even though we shouldn't have negative emotions to our friends, some people really don't want to see other people thrive before them, which is really weird to me, but it is what it is. Like a lot of people will say that, hey, I can't even tell my friends or my family my triumphs because I feel like they're going to be jealous or they're not going to give me the same energy I need. And there's nothing worse than telling somebody something that you're excited about and they're like, oh, okay. You're like, I shouldn't even told you. Like I should have kept that to myself. So if you are a friend who celebrates your friends, if you're like, oh my God, girl, I'm so excited for you. I can't wait. What are you, you know, if you're the supportive friend, that's also a superpower. Hey, Vernell. Hey, everyone. Get rid of what doesn't serve you when you get hurt. It isn't for you to grow because dimming your light is only when, wait. It's only when you're in a hurting season and the light comes back when you release the hurt. Ooh, I love that. Thank you so much for Vernell. And that is very true. But sometimes what happens is, you know, they let go of the situation, but because it has happened like multiple times, they feel like, well, people have to prove to me otherwise. Before I let you see anything, you have to prove to me because I've been, like you said, holding on to the hurt, but I've been hurt so much. And I think in life, it's natural for us to learn from our past, right? If you've been cheated on 5 times, 9 times out of 10, your view is going to be skewed a little bit. So it's going to be harder to let go of the hurt necessarily, or not even that you're still hurt, but now you have a perception like, I'm not going to get close to anybody until they show me otherwise. Does that make sense? And so again, what that does is now you dim your light. Like you said, you hold yourself back. You don't allow those beautiful parts of you, those fun parts of you, those the humorous side of you, the soft side of you to shine. There's a wall up, you know, there's a stone cold, you know, ain't nobody getting through me. Ain't nobody gonna hurt me again type of energy. And again, like you dim your light. Good morning. So really think about that. So if anybody else want to share their superpowers, what are some of your superpowers? What could you tap into to get you closer to your goal? What are you overlooking that could be activated or what has been dimmed or turned off, you know, because of life situations, circumstances that you can tap into to make to shine, to bring more happiness and fulfillment to your life? I know for me, I can tap into working with children more. I was an amazing camp counselor. I think that was like one of my best jobs, one of my favorite jobs. That job did not feel like work to me. I was always tired because I was younger. So I would go out and party a lot before my shift, but I loved those kids. I took care of those kids like nobody's business. And I learned a lot of disciplinary skills without having to beat kids down, touch kids or anything like that. I got really good at with my words in a loving way on how to discipline. Y'all, Danny 911 will teach you a lot. Life is Christy. Good morning. Especially when you don't have children, like just how she walked through disciplining children is how I learned, you know, there are ways that you can reprimand children in a loving, caring way that they know that you're serious. And so that was one of my superpowers, is I was the best one. They would be like, if any kid was like acting out, they'd be like, dude, I don't want to go get Miss Brittany. Don't let me go get Miss Brittany. And I would just give them a look. And even when their parents would come, some of these kids would throw a fit and their parents would come and I would be able to be like, okay, your parent is here. It's time to go. So I love that superpower in me. So what are you guys' superpower? And that's something that I haven't done in years, but tap into that. Like, what were you good at in your past? What were you good at in high school? What were you good at in college, or what were you good at in your younger days? Because we can be good at something for a time. And since we no longer do that job, or we no longer are in that space, we tend to forget how good we were at something that we used to do in our past. So what was that for you all? Hey, good morning, Percy. I don't know if it's a superpower, but I have a heart for less fortunate because I used to be there. So I know how it feels. You have a giving heart. I love that. Same. Like anytime I see somebody, I feel convicted to give a dollar or give, you know, give something if I can. But I love that. Y'all, here goes our co-star. She's like peeking from the stairs. What up, Zara? Here she comes. But that's a beautiful superpower. And it's acknowledging that people are less fortunate. Zara's here, y'all. Say hi, mama. I can't bring her up, y'all. She's going through her woman time, but hello. Life is Christy. Good morning. KK says, I am very good at checking in on my friends, prayer and motivational quotes or music each week to lift my friend's spirit. I love that. They say, hey, Zara girl. I love that. That is beautiful. No, but that's important. Like having the friend that prays for you or that lifts people's spirits in the time where they're down or they come to you, like that's a superpower for real. Because everybody doesn't trust everybody to pray for them. Everybody doesn't trust everybody's prayers. Everybody doesn't have that friend or that person that they can go to and say, hey, can you pray for me? Can you, you know, I'm going through this. I need some words of encouragement. So that's an amazing superpower. So good for you, KK. Go ahead, world. I love that. Renil says, Brittany, why don't you go back to doing it part-time, working with kids? It is camp season. I do. But the thing is, normally, well, one morning motivation, I can look into it. They don't really get paid that great. It was great in college when I didn't have no bills, only had like a cell phone and a little piece of car note. They normally don't pay that well unless you're a director. And because of my schedule now, it's always different. I never thought about that. Something gave me something to think about because I loved working with children. It was like my favorite thing, arts, crafts, games, everything you could think of. It was all me. Loved it. Loved it. Amber says, I love praying for people. That is a superpower because everybody doesn't feel that way. I think that that's amazing. That is a superpower. So y'all tap into that. And I love how Amber is using her gifts. I know most of you all are, but she's the one that I see the most. And if you guys do anything cool, if you guys have channels, please let me know. Please let everybody know so we can subscribe. If you guys are doing anything fun or you guys have products or whatever, put your links down, like promote yourself in the chat. It is totally okay. Of course, we're going to respect and not spam, but especially if you come back and you're a morning motivator, we all support each other. But I love how Amber is using her gifts and using her superpowers for the world and to tap into that. So I think that that's amazing. So what other superpowers do y'all have and what ways can you unlock them or unleash them? What has been something that you've suppressed for a long time and haven't thought about? Like you guys made me think, camp sessions. I love it. They're normally early though. I used to do late camp. That's how you got to know yourself. So I used to do, come in later and then I would stay later with the kids. So I got paid more, but I would stay later. I didn't have to come early. So know yourself, know who you are, know what really, really aligns with you and aligns with your mission and aligns with what you want. Because I think that that is super, super, super key. I love that. Vernil says, I am an encourager. That is super important. We need those people. We need people to constantly feed into people and encourage. So how can you shine your light? Really tap into that. How can that help you fulfill your goals, help you succeed in whatever dimension? Maybe you're not, it's not towards your goals, just a better quality of life to make others' lives better. You know, because we're not just here for ourselves. You know, we always talk about getting our goals accomplished and aligning with our goals, but we're truly not here for ourselves. We're here to truly serve a greater purpose, God's intention. That's why it's super important to tap in. It's super important to pray and ask God to reveal what you're meant to do here while you're here. And so we can use our gifts, use the things that we know and we love to light up the world. I'll give you guys comedians, right? Comedians were put here to get people out of depressive states. Like, yeah, they crack jokes. Yes, they're funny and hilarious. And they make, like I've worked with Pretty V in the past. She is a beautiful light. She's super funny. She is, what is it called? A physical comedian. Everything she does is hilarious when it comes to her physical comedy. But when I look at people like that, it's like their gift was here to inspire people through laughter, encourage people through laughter. When people are down, people can go to them and watch their content. And just for a minute or for however long they're posting, they can get out of their rut. They can get a little laughter throughout their day, which may not have been there before. So I think that that is super key. Even what you do now, maybe you don't have a superpower outside of your career, but your career is super important. Maybe you are a numbers person. And because of you, you saved your company millions of dollars or thousands of dollars. Maybe you're a tax guru where because of you, you've helped people keep a lot of their money. Maybe you're a finance guru, any superpower, like even those things that we do in our careers. If you're a numbers person, you're needed, right? If you are an engineer, a mathematician, like one of my good friends, he's a rapper, but I had him here on The Basement and he's a math like genius. You know, my honey, he can do math very well. He makes fun of me because I can't, but he's really good at math. He's really good, like with numbers off top of his head. That's a superpower. Everybody doesn't have that. Everybody's not as quick-witted. Everybody isn't as, you know, well-rounded in that way. So you could not only just save yourself some money, but other people, you can do things quickly in your mind or all of those things are super important for society, super important for your career, your job. Shoot, maybe even Girl Scouts. I don't know. It's really important to understand your superpower. And I love that. Life is Chrissy says, I haven't posted in a while, but I'm coming back to YouTube with more uplifting content. I love that. You guys check out Life as Chrissy, Life at Chrissy's. She is such a light, such a beautiful spirit. I met her. Such a beautiful person. And that's a superpower too, is being able to, one of my superpowers is I'm super friendly and I can speak to almost anyone. And what that's allowed me to do is pull in really good people. I've been able to attract really, really, really dope and amazing people into my life, even if it's just for a season, even if it's just for an introduction, or sometimes people end up staying for a lifetime. But it's really, really, really important that I do that because that's one of my superpowers. And I know everybody isn't, some people are like, girl, I don't know that person. I'm not talking to them, you know? And I've been very blessed with that. And I definitely believe that's a superpower of mine for sure, because it's connected me with so many people. So tap into like, what is something that you may be overlooking? If you haven't thought of it, just really, really think. I used to be really good at my ex job makeup, freelance work in New York, going anywhere to do someone's makeup. So what made you stop? Was it the pandemic? Do you want to do it again? Because makeup and artists are extremely needed. There's so many, especially in New York, there are so many productions. There are so many Broadway, television, commercials, so many. That's so needed. Makeup artists, y'all are needed. Because everybody can't do their makeup. Everybody can't do their makeup. I always say that. Anyone who can serve in any position, level, or job. I love that. Let's see. Vernell says, I cannot pronounce your name, but the one that says she does makeup, going out and makeup on the homeless makes me feel better if I have time. That is beautiful. I would love to know, how do you do, like, how do you keep your brushes clean, or do you use a whole set, different set of brushes? But that's very interesting, Vernell. Never heard of that before. That's dope. Good morning. How are you? Ashley says, I'm the business friend. I always helping my circle with professional tasks. My other superpower is performing, but I haven't done it in so long. That's okay, girl. Hey, Ashley, it's okay. Now the world is opening back up. You can always tap into something you used to love to do, even if it's on a small scale. So the good news is that you know your superpower. The good news is that you're interested in it because you spoke it up. So how can you tap into it? How can you harness that? How can you allow yourself to dig deeper and dig into that? Maybe that there's a play coming to town. Maybe your church has something. Maybe you could start a group with your friends, or maybe just perform at like cafes. I've been seeing so many beautiful singers like at cafes and live music joints, and they're amazing. They're so good. And as I get older, I like live music a little bit more than I used to. But that's so super important. I'm the business friend. You always need a friend that you can call for the business, especially if you're an entrepreneur, especially if you're new to something. It's super, super, you're super important. I love that. Life is Chris says, that's definitely your superpower. I admire that. Thank you. I had to. You know, it's funny. Sometimes life makes you cultivate your superpowers. The reason why I'm so friendly and why I can go speak to anybody is growing up, I moved around a lot as a kid. And in order for me to make a friend on the first day of school, I had to be the one to introduce myself. I had to want to be the one to speak first. Like if I was introverted, or I kind of forced myself to be an extrovert, because if I did not speak, if I did not, you know, introduce myself, play with somebody, then I wouldn't have a friend. And then I didn't know how long that was going to prolong. So as long as I had one friend by the first day of school, or the first day that I went to school, then I was normally okay. Then I would, you know, over time meet the other kids. But I would just lock in like, okay, I just want one friend. And once I got that one, I was good. So throughout my life, I had to be the person that spoke first. I had to be that extroverted personality. So it just kind of created who I am today. So think about that. What did y'all have to do as kids? What was your survival mechanism as a child that ended up turning into your superpower? That's something we can think about too. Like, what did you have to do as a kid? Whether it be cooking, taking care of your siblings, washing clothes, like what did you do good as a child that you had to cultivate as a child that's now your thriving superpower as a kid, as an adult, excuse me. Sydney says, I think I'm a good connector. Actually, you know what? I forgot what book that is. That actually is a superpower. A good person to help people under different situations they're in. I love when people want to break into my industry so I can talk them through how to get there. That is super important. There's a book, there's like the connector, the executor, and the visionary. They said you need those three people like on a team, the connector, the visionary, and the executor, something like that. Because a person can have a lot of vision, but they don't know how to execute. There's somebody who's really good at executing, but they don't see the vision. And then there's somebody who can put the links together. They're like, hey, they introduce people. Hey, Christy, this is Karen. And they make the connection. That is dope. That's a really good superpower. Freak me, are you still doing your acting? Am I still acting? I have an acting role tomorrow, actually. I don't do it as often. But I do have an acting role tomorrow. Oh, to speak about tomorrow. So tomorrow I will do a morning motivation. It will not be live. Let me know in the comments, do you guys prefer the lives only, or do you guys don't mind the pre-recorded? Because normally what I do, if I have to miss a morning motivation, I pre-record it for you guys and then it goes live at 8 a.m. But it's really weird when I'm not talking to y'all live. So let me know, do you guys care? Do y'all just rather wait till Thursday? But then the dates are going to be off and that bothers me. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But let me know how you guys are. But yes, I have an acting gig tomorrow. It's not something that I am pursuing full time. And then with the acting world, it's really weird, but I am still acting. Mm-hmm. I am. Good morning. How are you? Just started watching recently, although I've been subscribed to you from way back when you used to vlog in your studio. I love it here. So motivational. Thank you so much. And I'm working on bringing back some old content with vlogging and sit down videos and stuff like I used to do in my past. So be on the lookout. It's just, you know, we're getting it together. And shout out to my team. For those who are following the Morning Motivation Show, Melindy, shout out Melindy for all the clips. And shout out to She Amber. She has been helping me in the background uploading the podcast. So for those of you who used to listen via the podcast, all of the seasons are uploaded due to her. So thank you so much. Shout out to you, She Amber. Shalina and Melindy for coming through and being rock stars and helping me because you need people like that when you're starting something and it's so small. You really need people that do not mind helping out and stepping up and growing this platform. And it's not about me. I don't want this to be about me. I want Morning Motivation to grow. I want it to be something that people just get morning and just inspiration out of throughout their day. And hopefully we'll see what happens in the future, but that's what I love. So thank you so much. Cooking with Raw says, good morning. I tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. Oh, I'm so sorry. And for the very first time since the pandemic, no symptoms, thank God. I'm working and feeling absolutely fantastic. Well, I'm so happy you're, how did you, you know what? Where'd you get tested at? Cooking with Raw, because I have a theory. I have a theory about that. Where'd you test? Because I was, and this is getting a little off subject, but I do want to say this. I was talking to somebody and they were saying how in certain communities, they're giving people positive tests or positive results. And in other communities, they weren't. So they said, one of my friends said that their mom went to like mostly predominantly Black neighborhood, got tested, came back positive. But then they went to a predominantly white neighborhood and was tested negative. So no symptoms and you feel good. I don't know. Just be careful. But I pray that you get better if you do have a COVID-19 because I'm not a doctor, obviously. Vernil says, no, I was telling her to do it, to go and do homeless makeup. Oh, not me. Oh, and that could be a little dangerous only because when you're a makeup artist, your standard of sanitary and safety is like top notch. So every time a makeup artist does anything, they're supposed to change their brushes, they're supposed to change out their products. Like, makeup artists aren't supposed to use, and I only know this because I was studying to be a makeup artist at one point. You know, you're not supposed to like use the actual product from on somebody, and you have to really clean your brushes. So that was just wondering, like, with the sanitation and safety with that, because if you're taking those brushes, you just got to be careful is all. Oh, thank you so much for the super sticker. I really, really appreciate it. And thank you, Percy. I love when you're live in person. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You guys are the best. Let's see. Shador says, I am a great tutor and teacher. I was the kid helping other kids once I finished my classwork. You were super needed. You are super needed. I think that that's amazing because everybody cannot teach and everybody is not a good tutor. Yep. After the pandemic, NYC was really bad. Now we moved to North Carolina and I really want to continue. I think you should. I think if you have the time and the money, I think you should because people, especially in North Carolina, I don't know if you're close to Charlotte. There are a lot of influencers out there. People do things in the industry out there as well. People, makeup artists are always needed for weddings, for photo shoots. You can link with photographers and say, hey, if you ever need a makeup artist, let me know. I would talk to like wedding planners and things like that because yes, you're needed. Absolutely. T. Marie says, trying to figure out my superpower after surviving a blood vessel rupturing in my brain back in March. Oh, I'm so sorry, T. Not trying to return back to my job of 15 years because it was so stressful. Oh, I pray that you're healing. Give yourself time to heal because that just happened. You know, that seems like it was a big deal. I'm so sorry that happened to you. Everybody, let's pray for T. Marie for her healing. And yes, take your time. Take your time. Ooh, I'm so sorry that happened. Both are fine with me. Okay, thank you. I'm also great at networking and relationship building. As an only child, if you didn't get out here and get it and meet other kids, I would have no social activity. Absolutely, Sydney. So Sydney understands. I didn't grow up with my siblings. Hold on, Zara, almost there. I didn't grow up with my siblings. I was the only child I grew up as the only child. So same, I had to get out there and get it. And it's really helped me as an adult. And if you guys are just joining in, we are talking about our superpowers. Everybody's talking about their superpowers and how they tapped in and what makes them unique and special. I don't mind pre-recorded. Okay, awesome. Thank you. It feels different, but I still get the message when it's pre-recorded. Thank you. Yes, Shalina. Yes, my team is amazing. Thank you so much, SheAmber. Shalina. I call her SheAmber, but her name is Shalina. Thank you so much. If it wasn't for her, then podcasts would be... She uploaded all the podcasts, so they are up there. If you guys want to listen to them in your car and you guys can't get on Morning Motivation, they are all up to date. God knew I needed a team. God knew I needed her. So thank you so much. Good morning, fam. I usually listen in my car and never get to comment in the chat. Well, thank you, All Things Deep. I appreciate that. I'm so happy you are here. I'm so happy that you guys are able to chime in today. Changes his name. It's so funny. What did Percy change his name to? Oh, astronaut status. Yeah, he does change his name. I don't mind the pre-recorded, but the live convos is a bonus. Okay, absolutely. Okay, so I will stick with the pre-recorded plan. Either way, I'm going to be honest. I like the lives better because we can interact. Exactly. Me too. Like the last pre-recording I did for y'all, it was super awkward. I was like, where are my people at? So I definitely get it. I definitely get it. But I do want to stay on track with the morning motivations for sure. I like the live videos because I like how we all interact with each other, but I don't mind the pre-recorded. Now, when the pre-recordeds go live, you guys can still interact in the chat. You guys can still chat together. You won't see it on the screen, but when you hit the live chat feature on YouTube, you guys can still see each other. I like the live videos. I know. Me too, y'all. I'm in NYC, NC. Okay, yeah. A lot of growth here and yes, you can do well. So North Carolina is booming, like Charlotte, especially like Charlotte, Atlanta. They're kind of close in that same type of atmosphere is what I've been hearing. So it's definitely work out there, girl. People need their makeup done. People are getting married. People are doing photo shoots. Hold on, Zara. Y'all might have to end it a little early because Zara is ready to go. Hold on, baby girl. Definitely praying. Do you have an Instagram? Yes, you guys. My Instagram is Brittany the Host. And my website is almost done. So you all will be able to, you guys will be able to interact in a different way, be able to book things, shop. I got some products coming that I'm super excited about. I actually have to get with the team and have them vote to see what products are best. I'm getting a morning motivation logos almost done. It's a lot coming. I'm very excited. But yes, this is my Instagram. And you guys can also email me at brittanythehost@gmail.com. If you guys have any, say if you guys have any video ideas, topic ideas, like if there's something that you guys want me to talk about, you guys can email me and just say, hey, morning motivation topic. Zara, stop, please. So it's brittanythehost@gmail.com. Let me see. Now move that. Let's see. Marie, by God's stripes are you healing? Yes, I pray for her healing. And the new ones get uploaded right after the live ends, so you can listen to it after, right after you can. Yes, you guys, and do not forget to subscribe and give these videos a thumbs up. It really does help the YouTube algorithm let you guys know that you like these. It pushes them out to more people. It allows us to interact more and get more people into the Morning Motivation Crew. Because if I grow, if this platform grows, then there's more opportunities for us to grow and do and more interesting things. I'm even thinking about bringing somebody to Atlanta to do a live show with me. We're thinking about that. Thank you so much for the prayers. I've started a podcast just to step out of my comfort zone. Wow. Well, you better work, T. Marie. And I love that because you can do that while you're healing. That's amazing. Well, go ahead, T. Marie, girl. Columbia, South Carolina is growing too. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Somebody noticed I changed my name. Thank you for noticing. I feel special today. We always notice you, Percy, because the rent was high. Then before that, it was something else. Yes. Please hit the like button. Yes, you guys. So as soon as you guys come in, please hit that like button. Please hit that subscribe button. If you guys have any topics, any show topics you guys want us to go over, please let us know. Either in the comments, commenting after the live show is very important as well, because they give me no credit for all the live comments for whatever reason. So letting us know what you guys want to see, what else, letting us know what topics to talk about, letting us know what you guys want to bring to Morning Motivation. All of your ideas and are wanted and needed. And I cannot do this show without you guys. I cannot do this show without my team. So I pray that we just continue to grow. I pray that you guys continue to come back and let me know. And if there's certain books we want to read, I do want to bring the books back. The Friday giveaways I want to bring back. It's only been a few weeks, but I still want to continue to do those for you all. So whatever topics, ideas. Okay, Zara, I'm almost done, baby. Yeah, shout out to the basketball teams. We definitely would love your feedback. Thank you for your support. Thank you guys for showing up every day. Thank you for your comments, interacting. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Guys, keep me going. You guys keep my team going. If it wasn't for you guys, I would have stopped this a long time ago. So thank you so much for continuing to show up, continuing to pour into me, continuing to support me, continuing to support the platform. It really means a lot. Zara, please stop, baby. Y'all, she is so ready to go outside. Yeah, she's so ready to go. Okay, hold on. Always leave a comment after the live stream is over. That counts, waits like 5 minutes so it can upload. Thank you so much, Vernil. I appreciate that. And I know it's a lot to ask to come back, but it really does help. It really does. And if you guys share, please make sure you guys are subscribed to the channel. We're almost at 100K. I think I'm going to do more old school videos that I used to do to bring more people in. But I thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you for showing up consistently for me, and I will consistently show up for you guys. But I have to take Zara out. Sorry, y'all. I'm going to end it a little early today. But do not forget to tap into your superpower. What is it that God has placed within you? What have you cultivated over your life? And we want to ensure that we magnify that. We want to make sure that we use our superpowers to just feed the world and just give to the world, to make sure that we are doing our part in God's purpose for our lives. Yes, you missed the vlogs. 100K giveaway. That would be a good one. I guess I'll go comment on all the videos today. Thank you. Thank you, Shalina. Thank you. Happy Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You guys have a beautiful and blessed day. And I will catch you guys very, very soon. Catch you guys tomorrow. And then I'll see you guys live on Thursday. I hope you guys have fingers crossed that the shoot goes well. I am shooting with a really big person tomorrow. And yeah, I've done it before. So I can't talk about it, but if you guys seen the vlog in the past, then you know I got hired back again. So I'm very excited for that. But I love you guys so much. Have a beautiful and blessed day, and I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all. See, I didn't even have my outro ready.